This is Getting God's Message, and I'm Lud Golds. As you read the book of Daniel, you'll find in chapter 2 that Nebuchadnezzar had a dream. He called in the wise men in his court to interpret the dream, but because he wanted to make sure they were authentic, they had to tell him what the dream was. They were awestruck. There is not a man on earth who can do what the king asks. No king, no matter how great and mighty, has ever asked such a thing. What the king asks is too difficult. No one can reveal it to the king except the gods, and they do not live among men. Now, it is true, the gods the wise men were referring to don't live among men. They're mere idols made by men's hands. They can't help when they cry out to them. But as you read the book of Daniel, it's obvious God does dwell among men. The experience of Daniel's three friends, who when faced by Nebuchadnezzar's threat to throw them into a furnace if they don't worship him, were willing to take their stand as faithful followers of God. They knew God was with them, and they weren't disappointed. When thrown into the fire, Nebuchadnezzar didn't just see three men, he saw four. God was with them. When Daniel was thrown into the lion's den, he wasn't alone. God was with him. We can have the same confidence if we trust in the Savior. He'll never leave or forsake us. Our God is alive, available, and present every moment of every day. Praise His name. Our God is alive, available, and present every moment of every day. As I say this, I'm reminded of the name given to Jesus at Christmas, Emmanuel, which means God with us.